morning. It's August 17th, and you're listening to OK OK, Honor News for Our Kids, the podcast that prays for our kids. Our promise today is our thought patterns can change. Dear brothers and sisters, let me say one more thing as I close this letter. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right. Think about things that are pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all that you learned from me and heard from me and saw me doing, and the God of peace will be with you. That's Philippians 4, verses 8 through 9. Do you have days when you feel completely out of control? I do. My mind focuses on everything that's wrong with my life, my house, my body, my abilities. I feel as if I can't do anything right. On those days in particular, I really need these verses from Philippians. I need to fix my thoughts on what is true and honorable and right, not on what's false, undignified, or unrighteous. On those difficult days, there's very little about my thoughts that's pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, or praiseworthy. How easy it can be to fall into the haze of self-pity. Instead, I need to fix my thoughts and think about what I'm thinking about. After all, I'd like to tell my kids that they can put into practice all that they learned from me and heard from me and saw me doing. But on some days, that could be downright dangerous if I don't watch what it is I'm thinking about. With God's help, I can have fewer and fewer of those days. Let's pray that our children will be able to think about these things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Please join me in today's prayer. Our thought patterns have such a strong effect on our lives, Lord. You've told us, Jesus, that sin begins with thoughts. Give my child the ability to think as you think, Lord, so that she will be able to dwell on what's true, honorable, and right. Help her to have thoughts that are pure, wholesome, lovely, and pleasing to you. Paul told his readers to put into practice what they'd learned and heard from him and seen him doing. Help me with my own thought patterns so that I too can develop a mind like Christ. I want to be able to tell my children to follow my example, Lord. Work through my weaknesses so that she may see you in me. Amen.